New Jersey picks a new governor next week. The two main candidates are U.S. Senator John Corzine, he's a Democrat, and Republican businessman Doug Forrester. Both are multimillionaires, and both are willing to spend a big chunk of their personal fortune to get elected. That's basically how Corzine got to the Senate 5 years ago. New Jersey has been leaning Democratic for several years, but scandals involving the party have given the Republicans an opening. Nancy Solomon reports.
In one of Republican Doug Forrester's early ads, businessmen dance on the steps of the New Jersey state capitol while they gleefully stuff money into their pockets.
For too long, there's been a conga line of corruption, waste, and mismanagement in New Jersey. That's why conservative New Jersey businessman Doug Forrester wants to take a big broom to Trenton and sweep it clean.
Forrester has stuck to a steady diet of attack ads by the folks who created the Swift Boat Veterans ad last year against John Kerry. The strategy is what has kept Forrester in the race, and that surprises Ross Baker, a Rutgers University political scientist.
I really hadn't fathomed the depth of public cynicism about corruption in government. It's not a Democratic or Republican thing. It seems to be pervasive. And that the level of mistrust on the part of voters is really being reinforced by the negativity of the advertising campaign.
Baker says Corzine entered the race looking unbeatable because he's a wealthy, popular senator with an amiable demeanor. But elections in New Jersey always come down to the huge swing vote. One-third do not belong to either party and tend to be heavily swayed by television ads. So Forrester is hammering away at Corzine's connections to politicians involved in scandals, like former Governor Jim McGreevy and former Senator Robert Torricelli. Corzine calls it guilt by association.
When you're elected to the United States Senate, you work with your colleague to try to benefit the state of New Jersey. So it's not unusual for you to have a relationship with the individual that's the Democratic senator who's been elected by the people.
Forrester hasn't been able to escape accusations of corruption either, including that he made contributions to influential Republicans who steered business his way. Accusations he denies.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay.
There she is. She's got her Unite hat on, too. All right.
On the campaign trail outside Newark, Corzine shakes hands and has his photo taken with anyone who asks. He's a liberal who's not afraid to tell people that government can solve their problems. He says that's why he's ready to abandon the Senate, where he's in the minority, and take on a state government that gives enormous power to its governor.
The greatest generation through the institutions of government fought wars, created Social Security, made us the wealthiest nation in the world. And government was a partner in that process.
Forrester is less willing to define himself. He balks at any attempt to identify him with President Bush's conservatism and portrays himself as a moderate Republican, in the mold of the popular former New Jersey governor, Tom Kaine.
His model of good government is something that I subscribe to, very inclusive. I'm somebody who supports a woman's right to choose. I have parted company with the president with regard to Social Security.
Forrester's moderate stance is angering conservatives who say he's changed his positions on abortion, stem cell research, and gun control since the Republican primary in June. What has gotten a little lost is what either candidate would do about property taxes, the highest in the nation. Both candidates are offering rebates, but John Schur of New Jersey Policy Perspective says their plans aren't likely to decide the race.
You wouldn't want to run for governor without a property tax plan, but you don't want to talk about it too much as a candidate because everybody knows the real answers in New Jersey involve not increasing the rebates or increasing your discount on property taxes, but raising broad-based state taxes in order to reduce local taxes. That's not something you're going to hear the candidates talk about.
Instead, he says, Forrester has made gains on Corzine in the polls by continually returning to the subject of political corruption. Forrester is now lagging behind, but there's still a huge undecided vote. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in South Orange, New Jersey.